Hi, my name is Victoria. I'm a Charles County resident, and I am calling in reference to Bill 2022-14, the firearms bill. I did see that amendments were made, which I am thankful for, taking away the 100 yards and parks verbiage. I just wanted to say that I believe that the Second Amendment of the Constitution is important, and I believe that it allows for a citizen to carry arms for self-defense outside of their home. I believe it's one of our most basic rights. Our right to defend our person and our family is important. These days, crimes involving firearms are rampant. Individuals who are barred from possessing firearms break laws and take innocent lives frequently. These are the reasons that politicians use to advance radical gun control laws. They are also the reason that we have seen a large increase in individuals receiving training and fulfilling all legal obligations to obtain permits to carry firearms in their person in the general public. I would like to see data showing where such individuals are responsible for the uptick in violence. You wouldn't be able to show it to me. There is data, however, showing where peaceful citizens fulfilling all legal obligations have successfully defended themselves and others against such violence. Any attempts to take away our Second Amendment rights from law-abiding citizens is simply not about helping the average citizen, but about control enforced by people who make sure that these laws don't apply to them. I would also like to add that if you look into the history of this country, that any attempts to enforce gun control were racist, focusing on disarming the Black and Native American population. I would also like to say that I am a young mother, and I take the responsibility of keeping my family safe seriously. In this day and age, when you never know when someone may break the existing laws and walk into a grocery store and try to take numerous innocent lives, I would like to be able to keep a small peace of mind that I might have an opportunity to save my family and any other innocent lives around me. Thank you.